Well, thanks so much, Elizabeth, for being here today to talk to us about guesting on podcasts. Just a few things before we get started. The reason we're here today is office at home, podcasting, uploading, not talking to anybody, but we're talking to everybody. So it's kind of a weird paradox, but here we wanted to actually talk to real people who are doing it and get advice and learn from each other that way. So whether you're podcasting for fun or making money, we have a spot here for you. And today we are going to learn about how to get on other people's podcasts as a guest, as a way to grow your own listenership. Elizabeth has had quite the resume in 2020 as far as guest podcasting, with over 100 podcasts, I believe. So she's going to share with us kind of her process, her system on how she was able to accomplish that. I would imagine from reaching out to the podcaster as well as scheduling and all that kind of stuff. So, Elizabeth, before you get into kind of the meat of your presentation, would you want to just give us a little bit of background on who you are, what your podcast is about, and why you got started?
Yeah, thank you so much. I actually started my podcast about 4 or 5 years ago, and I didn't keep it up. It was an hour-long podcast. I did interviews, and I did commercials and editing, and I had all this stuff in it, and it took me forever. It took me too long. And so this year, or last year, so 2020, early 2020, like January, I was like, you know what? I should revive my podcast. And I was a little bit ahead of the curve, obviously, but I was thinking about it, and I thought, you know what? I need to fit this into my lifestyle. So instead of thinking of just traditional, what I would consider traditional podcasting, which is the interview format or the hour-long format, I decided that I was going to do a 2-minute podcast. That was going to be enough, and I could say something impactful, important, to the point, actionable in 2 minutes. So that's what I started doing, and it actually took off, which was surprising to me. And I just kept doing it because I knew I could do a lot of them at once, and then not have to worry about it for like 6 months because I had just done like a ton of podcasts, put them out there, scheduled them, and they were done. So I started mine back up last year for that reason, and it worked out really well too. So I was very, very happy about that. So my podcast is more for, it's one of my marketing avenues. I don't use it as a monetary, item. So I'm not like saying, oh, if I don't make $20,000 from this for this year, I'm just ditching it. It's a marketing item though. It's more of like an investment to me. And it's a time investment. So I don't have to really worry so much about, paying a lot of stuff for it, because I'm paying for like two things, which cost me like 20 bucks a month, 30 bucks a month. So it's like not very much for me. And it's an investment for my business. The podcast Absolute Marketing Podcast, and it's on all, all the things. And I actually use Captivate for my host, and I use Alitu for my editor. So very, very simple, cheapish, right? They're a little more expensive than the other ones, but I figured, it does everything I need to do. And the 2 minutes, I can basically edit a podcast in like 10 minutes or less than 10 minutes and get it scheduled and in and done. So it takes me 2 minutes to record it, 10 minutes to get it, all the way through the process, from editing all the way through to publishing it or scheduling it. So for 12, 15 minutes per podcast, I think that's not too bad.
For sure. For sure. So now we have a little bit more people joining here now, but if you're just catching up, Elizabeth is just gave her background, but she's going to get into now her guesting schedule. And just if you could talk a little bit about why guest podcasting is important to growing your audience, and then get into the meat of what you're going to tell us today.
Yeah, so I really used this entire last year to replace networking with podcasting. And that was because all the networking was gone. There was none. I was networking. So a little bit of background on that. I actually was the networking queen of Jacksonville, Florida. And I have a tiara and everything. I actually networked one of my experiments. So I call them my experiments, but really they're like goal setting things that are really weird and random. Mm-hmm. One of my experiments for a couple years ago, it was about 5 years ago. I was the networking queen of Jacksonville because I networked 3 times a day, every day.
Wow.
For an entire year. So I networked a lot, like a crazy person. And I was, my goal was to become one of the most well-known people in my city. And I did that. I actually accomplished that. But I was out there in person, in front of people, face to face, you know, hugging babies, kissing babies, whatever, shaking hands. And I did all that stuff, like almost like a politician, because I wanted that recognition, right? I wanted that recognition. And I knew that that recognition was going to lead to sales, was going to lead to other connections. So it didn't matter like what the monetary value was going to come out of it. I knew that was going to be a byproduct. So I really wanted to have this really almost intangible goal that I had to try and achieve. Yeah. And then decide when that ended, like when I achieved it, right? So I networked a lot. Then after a few years of that, I just decided, you know what? 3 times a week is good for me. I started doing that for a lot of my several years. And that was how I made my income. That was how I connected with people. I went to 3 to 4 networking things a week, and that was it. But then in March, it was all control over that. So I am an online marketer. Obviously, I do things online, right? But a lot of my business was local. A lot of it was people, like being in front of people, because that's just how I built it originally. And so when I decided that I needed to do something else and I need to figure this out, like I have to figure this out. No one's going to help me with this. I thought, well, where else can I get in front of a group of people, you know, and tell my story and talk to people, but also still have a one-on-one conversation and connect with someone on a deeper level, not only just spreading my message far and wide, but also talking with someone and actually connecting with them. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's podcasting. I've been a guest on several podcasts at the end of 2019. And I was like, that would be great. What if I could just do like literally every day be on a podcast? And I started applying. I started going on the directories and applying. And I was applying to about 30 to 40 a day.
Oh.
And I was just finding different ones that matched what I was going to talk about.
What directories when you say that?
So many. There are so many. I'll talk about a few of them.
Okay.
But one of the things I actually did was the first things, because I didn't know that the directors really existed until a little bit later. Mm. But the first thing that I did was I went to someone who I knew podcaster, I had heard did a lot of podcasts. And I was like, okay, you have been out there killing it, right? Who have you been on? And then I just went to each of those websites and started applying. I went to each of their podcasts. So I have a friend, his name is Rick Jordan. He's awesome. And I was like, he's been on a lot of podcasts. Mm-hmm. And then I met another person through podcasting and through like one of the Facebook groups. I don't remember which one. And they had been on a lot of podcasts. And I didn't really have to look very far because they talked about marketing, but in a different way, or they talked about something specific like Facebook ads or whatever. And I was like, but they might need a website, but they might need social media. And so then I would just look at where they had been, and I would just apply to all the podcasts they'd already been on. So it was very easy to find. So if you literally go to my site and you look at all the podcasts I've been on, if that's your target market, then you can go to their websites. You can find where they say, be a guest, you know, and then apply. Now, some pieces didn't have be a guest, right? They didn't say like, here's an application, apply to be a guest. You know, here's the box. But what I did was I just had a pitch that I had in my copy and paste, and I would go to their contact form on their podcast idea, podcast website, or even if I found them and they didn't have a podcast website, I would just like email them directly, or I'd find them on LinkedIn, and I would be like, I am going to be your best guest ever, and here's why. And that was just my pitch. And so I would email people, I would use contact forms, I would do direct emails, I would do LinkedIn emails, I would Facebook people. And it was basically, I heard your show was so-and-so, I think your show is awesome, I think I'd be a great addition to your show. If you're looking for guests, here's my info, and I'm going to be the best one you've ever had.
Wow. So 30 or 40 a day, how many did that amount to?
So I ended up applying for about 500, 400 to 500. I don't have an exact count, but it was in that
over the
range.
Course of 2020.
And I got, yes, it was the entire course. It was, actually it was, March through December. So, you know, not quite full 12 months, but like 9 months ish. And I applied for like 30 to 40 a day. And then I would have weeks where there wouldn't be any, like I couldn't find like the right ones. I wasn't, you know, I wasn't really into what I was finding. And so I would just like every day, I would just take a little chunk of time and just start doing that. And then some days I'd have like 30 or 40, like nothing, because I couldn't find the right ones or whatever. Sure. And so once I got on them, I just started scheduling them like every chance I got, because what else were we doing? We had nothing else to do. So instead of watching Tiger King or like doing one of those, I was literally hustling, like sitting at the computer every day, like just applying.
So I never got into Tiger King myself, but
I don't think a lot of entrepreneurs did, unfortunately. Like, I think a lot of us were like, oh, we got stuff to do.
Yeah, you know? Seriously. So we have some questions. One, I'm assuming you use some sort of like template, kind of copy and paste, but then customize it to, you know, who you're talking to, or
straight up like, hey, this is who I am. Like I said, I type in like, hey, I heard your show with so-and-so.
Okay.
You know, and to give it like a little flavor in the beginning. Yeah. And I was just like, hey, this is what I do. Here's my website. And then the other thing I created, which, you know, not a lot of people had at the time, because it was such a, you know, everybody was kind of thrown into all of this. I will put a link so you guys can see it. I created like a podcasting guest page. And I put it on my website. It was kind of hidden. It's kind of public now, but, this is the page, and I put everything on it that you would need to know about me, like everything. So, I've been featured on over 100 podcasts. So I have a bunch of logos there. They're not all filling in for some reason, but I have like my short bio is there. My headshots are there. My logo, all of my links for like social. If they didn't have a link to book a recording, I put that in there. If they wanted to chat with me before we recorded, there's a link for that. My most popular topics are listed. So everything they would need from me is already there. Yeah. And I didn't have to like gather all the things, right? And so sometimes people were just like, this is perfect, that's all I need. And then other times people were like, you have to fill in my form, you know, like then I have to go back and like fill it all in. But it was fine either way, because like it was like half and half. So I wasn't doing double the work all the time, but sometimes I would have to fill in their form or whatever.
Yeah. That's really smart, because I talk to a lot of podcasters just starting this group and stuff, and a lot of people are on the opposite side of you, Elizabeth, and say, I need to find guests and I don't know where. So when they get a little ping in their email, like, hey, easy picking here, somebody's ready to go for me.
Right.
So it sounds like you applied for 400 to 500 and got on 100. So about 20% ratio there. Did you see it go up when you had this website?
Yes, absolutely. It was definitely that people saw that I was more serious. Mm-hmm. I did this about halfway through, just because I had been doing so many, and I was like, you know, I can't like keep doing all these forms, you know, it's just ridiculous. And so if I just give you the link first.
Yeah. Cool. So we have a few other questions here. Yeah. I think if you could talk to us about like how the results you saw from it. So did this drive people, like were you driving them to a specific website, booking calls with you, to your podcast? How did you track if you actually got clients from podcasting?
I sent everybody to my main website, because I have my community linked there, and that's where my freebie was. And actually I had a freebie listed there before, but now it's just the community. Sure. But I try to drive traffic to the main website, because I'm changing things all the time. You can never know what's there, what's not there, like day to day. And so I would just say, I've probably got something going on. You know, I think I have a freebie, I have a promo, you know, whatever. And since it changes so much, I'm just like, go to the website. Here's the website. It's the main one. Just go there first. And that's really helped, because people that maybe hear it later on, months later, a year later, whatever, they're just like, oh, you know, here's her stuff. Here's her information. Oh, this is what she has going on now. And so I did it, but I didn't see immediate results. Like, it wasn't like people were beating my door down trying to buy stuff. Yeah. But I did through, and so that's why I say this is like the replacing of networking, because the one that I would say is my most successful, it was one specific podcast. Not all of them were like this, but some of them were not $0, but a little more than this, but like less than this one. I actually netted about $15,000 from one appearance. And they, like I said, they weren't all that way. I wish they were, but it was definitely where I could trace back and go, oh, this money came directly from this person. And it's because I actually made the connection with the person I was talking with. We had the conversation about what I do. We had a conversation about how I help people. I gave actionable steps, and he knew that his clients would be helped by that podcast, but also he knew that when other things came up, I was top of mind. I had just spoken with him. He was editing my show, and then I remember she said this. And so then he started sending me people because he knew that that was going to be the best for them. So, you know, I tried to make sure that it was always a direct connection to the person I was speaking with, that I was interviewing with. And also, oh, by the way, hey, everybody listening, here's some action steps and, you know, nuggets that you can take with you. But I tried to also make sure that I was connecting with that person on a regular, you know, on an actual interpersonal connection, like you would in networking, and made that my priority. And then everybody else was just kind of there, fly on the wall listening.
Like, what's the best guest etiquette rather than host etiquette for a guest, the reverse? So what would you say?
Yeah. Some of them had very specific rules. Like they were like, oh, you have to do this and you have to share it this way. And I followed them. Like I'm not a team player, but I did have, because I was on so many, I had my own schedule that I was going to share them out. And because they all came out at different times, mm-hmm. and I might record one in March and it didn't come out till October, you know, so there was such a huge gap. And so what I did was I said, as soon as I get the link, I'm going to put it into my schedule. And what happened, because I did so many, I still have them posting out until like the middle of this year. So they're still going to be coming out from me. But, you know, when people shared or tagged, I would like reshare that if it was like already up there. But I also have it going out again, like from my side of things. It's in we did it in a blog form. Yeah. So then it'll send to my email list. It'll go out to my social again, whenever that is in the list. So it's kind of like first come, first serve, whoever pops theirs up first. And some people, I did it and like the next day it was up, or it was a live one and it was already there, you know? So it kind of all got jumbled as far as chronologically, which doesn't really matter. But I have mine that I've been using for my own marketing, you know, that I'm pushing them out long term, so that also maybe I recorded it in March, it was in October, and I'm pushing it out again in March. So technically it's been a year, but also technically the information is the same. And I try to, when I'm a guest, it's another kind of etiquette thing, keep things super, super relevant to being evergreen. Because I want to share that in 6 months, in 9 months, in a year. I want that to still be relevant.
Yeah. For sure, especially in a industry like yours, where it's going to be evergreen. If you're doing like a news station, like obviously that's going to be different or topical, like that kind of stuff. But cool.
Yeah, right.
Any other questions you have for Elizabeth? Post in the chat. Victoria wants to know about directories, where to start. I know you mentioned that you've done multiple. So what would kind of your top four or five, and then where did you find the most success, or one or two of them? Oh, I can't hear you anymore. There we go.
Sorry. There's some Facebook groups that are out there, and they're kind of random. They're like, there's one that's called Podcast Guests. You know, you might find the one I was in, you might not, but they're like, they all have like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people in them. So if you're looking up on Facebook, you can just type in like podcasting, podcast guests, you know, guest on podcast, things like that, just like the random words. And as long as you're finding ones that have, you know, large amounts of numbers of people in them, like I said, 1 to 3,000, then you're going to find the right ones. Like, I don't remember exactly all the names because they're all so similar. But I did start with those, and I just would like monitor that. Like, so every day I would go in when I was doing my research part of it to do the, you know, applications. People are always looking for guests. Just like you said, they're always looking for good guests. And so if you go in there and you just message the person, how do I apply? How do I apply? Or you just comment, hey, I'm available. How do I apply? Mm-hmm. That's what I did at the very, very beginning. That was my directory. I didn't know about any of the other ones at first. And I did that. And I also did the thing where I would see someone on a podcast and say, wow, they've been on a lot. Let me just go through their list and start applying to those ones. And so I did those two things first. And then I started looking at like podcastguest.com, Podmatch, Matchmaker FM. I'm on Radio Guest List. You can actually just Google. I Googled podcast guesting, guest directories. There's the Podcast Collaborative. There's so many. Mm-hmm. Pod It. There's just so many. I just was like blown away. And some of them are free and some of them are paid. I think I pay for three of them and I'm on like eight. So, and they're like $10 to $15 a month. Okay. And I used them for my specific purpose and I'm still on some of them, but as I'm kind of winding down with like not doing so many every day or whatever, it's much different or signed to like the great market time period, talk necessarily about some of the other things that I do. So sure. It was very interesting. Like, how do I encapsulate that in one sentence that's impactful that people aren't just going to be like snooze through, and ignore until they get to like the meat of the conversation.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. All right. Well, we are going to get out of this session and into the networking part of this. So if you are live with us, you'll be able to, once I end this session, there's going to be some tables in the virtual lounge that you'll be able to take a seat at virtually, and then we'll all get to connect and hear from each other that way. So I'll see you in there. If you're watching this on replay, thanks for watching or listening, and come join us on a live session sometime.